Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. I want you to call me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call me, feel free to email the brother, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Man, you want to social network with me, go to Facebook, right? You can ask to join my Facebook group, Smooth Drama Group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. We can talk taste on it. Google me, wherever you find Smooth Drama. Add me, I'll add you back. We can talk a taste on it. Before I go on, speaking of Mr. J, he's down there in North Carolina. Shout out to all the people down there in North Carolina, shoulder and all. Even though your president said, hey, y'all got nice boats. Like, everybody got a boat out of being flooded out their house. Like, yo, that's a consolation prize right there. Retard. Anyway, once again, 347-826-7435, call-in number. Please call me or email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I would love to hear from you. Now, y'all know where I stand on well, some of you know, some of you do not know where I stand on things. So, a while back, me and one of my old co-hosts, Ms. Drama, we had the argument about sex dolls and how sex dolls, I made the argument, sex dolls and sex toys, they're the same thing. Had a big argument on there, and she was like, no, y'all trying to get rid of women. And I was like, yeah, I ain't tripping. That ain't gonna happen. Then, you know, these sex dolls got to epic proportions as far as being realistic. And they have sex doll, and I've talked about it, they have sex doll brothels now. And it's like, whoa. I mean, it's like people are paying good money to deal with inanimate objects. So I'm like, maybe Ms. Drama was right. Case in point. Group of sex workers from a legal brothel near Vegas. They're speaking out against the rise of sex doll brothels across the planet. I guess there's a bunch of prostitutes from Sherry's Ranch. They're concerned about the negative impact that sex doll brothels will have on their profession should these establishments be allowed to flourish in North America and the United States. They were upset. They found out the place Kinky as Dolls has been open in Canada for over a year. And so, you know, if it's open for over a year, that means a lot of people are with dolls, right? I mean, it's like one of them things where you're like, like, it's open for a year, and there's a few of them that are out there. I mean, there are a few in Europe, and I'm guessing if it remains popular, well, it gains in popularity, you know, there'll be some sex doll brothels. I guess if you're a pimp, you ain't got to worry about your hoe talking back, and know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy because sex style brothel. I would have never thought, you know, I would have saw that, but I can't say I'm shocked, but at the same time, I'm shocked. But I have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. What can I do you for?
Yes, my friends. So what would you like to talk about? You like to talk about
I'm actually talking about something. So let me do this. I'll put you on hold, and I'll come back to you, and we'll talk about it because, you know, I don't want to invent some stuff when I'm already talking about some stuff. So the workers over at Sherry's Ranch, they're saying that it's dehumanizing, saying the sex doll brothels. And I will quote Alyssa from Sherry's Ranch, where she says, "Sex workers offer more than just a simulation of a woman. We offer authentic intimacy and two-way affection that our clients deeply crave and sincerely benefit from. Offering sex dolls as a substitute for human sex workers is not only an insult to sex workers, but it's also an insult to the millions of clients that seek genuine sexual and emotional connections with professional women like me every day." And so, I'm always, you know, I'm always amazed at prostitution and the fact that it's still going strong. I understand it, but I don't understand it. Because basically we're talking about an institution where you're paying women to not just have sex with you, because it's not about the sex. Because, you know, a lot of these folks can get sex anywhere. But they're paying for the sex and the discretion. Like, you're just not going to talk crazy to me all day, every day. That's what they're looking for. Just a woman that's going to have sex and say what they want to hear. I mean, is that it? I don't know. I can't say I've ever been a John or a Trick, as they call them. But, you know, now there's something that doesn't talk at all. It's a sex doll. And, I mean, we know they have the women. And I'm guessing they're going to have I think they already have the male sex dolls also. So, I mean, are we getting to that point where humans don't want to have sex with humans no more? I mean, I didn't think that would be possible. But looking at it, like, man, sex doll brothels are proliferating. There are a lot of bills. So, people don't want to be around people anymore. They would rather, I mean, because it's like, look, we have a society where people have the snitches in their house, right? I call them the snitches, Siri, Alexa, Cortana, whatever your Google assistant name is, iPhone assistant, whatever. You got to the point where it's so lazy, like, you can't just go online and order it yourself. Hey, Alexa, order me a sandwich. Alexa orders you your sandwich. Like, would you like mayonnaise on that, Bob? Like, I'm like, really? You couldn't just get your ass up and go to the store? I mean, sad. And now we're here where we're not going to have sex with real people anymore. We're going to have sex with the dolls. Hmm. not too much to say on that. I'm going to move on. Because that is offensive to me. Not messing with humans. I'm saying human on human. It's a beautiful thing. Love one another. Anyway. I got an email from one of my longtime listeners. They asked me, they sent me an article about a Barbecue Becky, a white woman dressing up as Barbecue Becky, you know, the white woman that was telling on black folks for barbecuing at the lake here in Oakland, at Dragon Con. Dragon Con is a comic book convention in Atlanta, in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And, you know, she asked her friends, is it cool to do it? And they're like, yeah, totally. And, you know, my listener was like, should I be offended? To which, you know, when I got it at first, I was like, you know, I was like, it's no big deal, right? You know, she wants to be Barbecue Becky at the comic book convention, whatever. But then I started thinking, hold on. You know, most of you know, well, if you don't know, I am a comic book publisher, MPC Comics, National Press Comics. That's my comic book company. So, my wheelhouse, comic book conventions, whatnot. And so, I see the non-correlation here. First, right off the top, when she wanted to be Barbecue Becky at a comic book convention. I mean, you're supposed to say, and I'm just going to say it, bitch, Barbecue Becky ain't no superhero, and she ain't no supervillain. Don't do that shit. I'm saying, just right off the, you know, because there's that misnomer, you know, Big Bang Theory, those like the nerds, whatnot, and nerds are incoherent socially, and they can't speak their mind, and they don't have no real, they just talk about stupid, smart stuff. See oxymoron there, stupid, smart stuff. Anyway, nah, you know, because nerds out there, we care about shit. You know, I mean, and Barbecue Becky, she's not a villain. She was a dumb heifer. Period. I mean, she ain't worthy of a comic book. I mean, I wouldn't put her in a comic book. And if somebody based a character on somebody like that in the comic book, I'm like, why? Why are you wasting the time? I mean, the only thing that you can do to a Barbecue Becky in the comic book is like have one of the villains kill her. Incidentally, like the building falls down while she's on her phone. That is like that one panel. Smash. So other than that, don't belong at comic book convention. I don't see it, I don't feel it. And, you know, as a black man, you know, it's funny as a meme, but I don't, you know, I'm like, yeah, oh, you're Barbecue Becky. Ha ha. It's not funny. Shit's offensive. Even though, you know, she did the right thing. She got the permissions and all this other stuff. And if you don't think it was a big deal, it's not a big deal. And when I say not a big deal, it's not that I'm hurt by it. In no way, stretch, form of imagination am I even remotely concerned about that heifer. You know, I mean, we know she's calling the police so some black folks get killed. But, I mean, I don't even think about her no more. I just hope that people like her, and no, I'm not going to say I hope she has cancer. People were mad at me when I was wishing cancer on folks. So I'm not wishing cancer on folks. Chill. I mean, I just hope that good stuff doesn't happen to her. Unfor her. That's all. So, to answer the question, I'm not offended, but I'm offended. Because she don't belong at a comic book convention. Anywhere but a comic book convention. Do all the memes, the videos, do a damn sitcom on her ass online if you want. But comic book convention, keep her ass out of there. Because I see her, you know, walking around with the phone. I just think that she's a person walking around with the phone. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, right now, it's like a hip-hop. It's not a hip-hop first, because Eminem has been in rap battles before with white guys. Benzino, Everlast from House of Pain, but it's like this is a big one. He's in the hip hop battle with another white kid just like him, Machine Gun Kelly, and you know, white folks is going crazy. They're threatening Machine Gun Kelly. Folks are challenging them to fights in the nightclubs. And they're getting in the fight, dude on video getting his ass tossed over Eminem who ain't there. It's like, y'all real stupid. Two people have a problem with each other and y'all are in it. It's just, so I'm sitting back here and I'm watching this like, yeah, this is kind of funny. This is kind of funny. And I ain't going to talk about it. I'm going to let y'all hear it. We're going to play both the songs tonight. This is the first one. This is Eminem. Kill Shot. Y'all ain't ready.
You sound like a bitch, bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
Your fans become your haters.
You done?
Brianna just hit me on a text. Last night I left hickeys on her neck. Wait, you just dissed me, I'm perplexed. Insult me in a line, compliment me on the next. Damn, I'm really sorry you want me to have a heart attack. Was watching 8 Mile on my Nauta track. Realized I forgot to call you back. Here's that autograph for your daughter. I wrote it on a starter cap. Stand, son, listen, man, dad isn't mad, but how you gonna name yourself after a damn gun and have a man bun? Time smoke, eyes open, undeniable, supplying smoke at the fire stove. Say you got me in a scope, but you grazed me. I say one call the inner scope, and you swayzy. Your reply got the crowd yelling, whoa, so before you die, let's see you can out petty who with your corny lines. Slim your old Al Kelly, ooh, but I'm 45 and I'm still out telling you. By 29, I had 3 albums that it blew. Now let's talk about something I don't really do. Go in someone's daughter's mouth stealing food. But you're a fucking molehill. Now I'ma make a mountain out of you. Ho, chill, acting like you put the chrome barrel to my bone marrow. Gonna bitch, you ain't a bow and arrow. Say you'll run up on me like a phone bill. Spraying lead, playing dead. That's the only time you hold still. Are you eating cereal or oatmeal? What the fuck's in the bowl, milk, Wheaties, or Cheerios? Cause I'm taking the shit in them, Kelly. I need reading material. Dictionary. Yo, Slim, your last 4 albums suck. Go back to recovery. Oh, shoot, that was 3 albums ago. What did you know? Oops. Know your facts before you come at me, little goof. Luxury, oh, you broke, bitch, yeah. I had enough money in 02 to burn it in front of you, ho. Younger me, no, you don't whack me. It's funny, but so true. I'd rather be 80-year-old me than 20-year-old you. Till I'm hitting old age, still can fill a whole page with a 10-year-old's rage. Got more fans than you in your own city, little kitty, go play. Feel like I'm babysitting, little Tay. Got the ditty, okay, so you spend your whole day shooting a video just to fucking dig your own grave. Got to get your own wave, I'm the Philly goat. You ain't never made a list. Next to no Biggie, no Jay, next to Taylor Swift and the Iggy Ho. You about to really blow, Kelly. They'll be putting your name next to Ty, next to Benzino. Ty, motherfucker, like the last motherfucker saying alien vein, alien brain. Satanist. My biggest flops are your greatest hits. The game's mine again and ain't nothing changed but the lock. So before I say this, bitch, I'm gonna give Jade a kiss. Gotta wait to play the day to this. Being rich shamed by some prick using my name for clickbait in a state of bliss. Cause I said his goddamn name. Now I gotta cop back aim. Yeah, bitch, pop champagne to this. It's your moment. This is it. As big as you're gonna get, so enjoy it. Had to give you a career to destroy it. Lethal injection, go to sleep 6 feet deep. I give you a beat for the effort, but if I was 3 foot 11, you look up to me and for the record, you would suck a dick to fucking be me. this motherfucking shit is like Rambo when he's out of bullets. So what good is the fucking machine gun when it's out of ammo? Had enough of this tatted up mumble rapper. How the fuck can him and I battle? They'll have to fuck Kim and my flannel. I'll give him my sandal, cause he knows long as I'm shady, he's gonna have to live in my shadow. Exhausting, letting off on my offspring. Like a gun barrel, bitch, get off me. You dance around it like a sombrero. We can all see your fucking salty, cause young Gerald Paul's deep inside a Halsey. Your red sweater, your black leather. You dress better, I rap better. That a death threater, a love letter. Little white toothpick thinks he's over a pick. I just don't like you pricks, thanks for dissing me. Now I had an excuse on the mic to write, not a light. But really, I don't care who's on the right. But you're losing the fight, you pick. Who else wanted tells? Attempt fails. Button L's, fucking nails. In these coffins, they're soft as cotton nail. Kill shot, I will not fail. I'm with the got still. But this idiot's boss pops pills and tells him he's got skills. Tells the day you put out a hit, the day Diddy admits that he put the hit out, they got pop kill, eh? I'm sick of you being whack and still using that motherfucking auto-tune, so let's talk about it, talk about it. I'm sick of your mumble rap mouth, need to get the cock about it before we can even talk about it, talk about it. I'm sick of your blonde hair and earrings, just cause you look in the mirror and think that you're Marshall Mathers. Marshall Mathers. Don't mean you are and you're not about it, so just leave my dick in your mouth and keep my daughter out of it. Fucking.
Together you got the smooth drummer. Smooth Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was the first shot. Eminem with his kill shot. 347-826-7435 is the call in number. 347-826-7435 is the call shot. I mean, call number. I'm like on the shot. Hey, I mean, because it's like, I was reading the comments, you know, people telling Machine Gun Kelly to die slow. If we see you on the streets, we going to take you out. I mean, Malcolm X is like rolling over in his grave, like that whole chickens coming home to roost thing. He's just like rolling over. I don't know. I shouldn't even be like smiling like this but it's hip hop. Hip hop at its finest. Woo! All right.
So
now that we're done with that, the first shot of the white on white crime, second shot's coming up a little bit later on. Y'all can tell me who y'all think won later on. Being black and agitated, you can put that on the list of things that you can't do as a black man. Being black and agitated, apparently going to work. So here's a brother. He just University of Massachusetts Amherst employee. Say he's on his way to his job last week. He found out an anonymous caller dialed a tip line to report him, describing him as an African-American gentleman, bald, and looking very agitated, saying that he was headed to the Whitmore Administration Building and that he had a large duffel bag hanging off a strap, very heavy, hanging on the ground. You know, now this dude, 14 years as a disability services case manager. He exercises in the morning before heading to work, was leaving the campus rec center. And the bag was his gym bag. Now, as somebody that's done that before, you know, like if you want to go work out before work, or if you go and you're going to work out after work, you have your gym bag. It's not uncommon for people to work out before work or after work, like carrying duffel bags. Now, I will say this, though. And see, you know, and this is one of the things that happens. White people. And I'm just saying, white people. That's what y'all do. Y'all show up in duffel bags full of AKs I'm gonna go to work and shoot everybody. That's what y'all do. Don't really, it's not really what we do. I mean, because if we had that in us, we would have clipped all y'all for slavery a long time ago. Or crack. You know, the whole crack epidemic that nobody talked about. Well, it wasn't a crack epidemic then. It was just lawlessness in the streets of the ghetto. Now it's the opioid epidemic. See, once again, that Malcolm X, he's not rolling over in his grave, but he's just sitting up there like chickens. Chickens coming home to roost. Anyway, I'm digressing. But the fact that put this on the list of things that you can't do as a black man, work out before going to work. And looking agitated, apparently, because to be black is to be agitated, which is actually true. You know, black folks, we're agitated all the time. That's normally because there's somebody who does something stupid like call the police on you because you're walking to work with your gym clothes. With your gym clothes. Walking to work with your gym clothes. Like, I got out of my car, I got my gym bag in, and I'm going to work. Yeah. It's just the craziness. It don't stop, can't stop, won't stop. Woo. And once again, if we were like that, we would have gathered you up for slavery, right? It would have been like on some 1866, 1867. We're going to get all y'all back. It didn't happen. The World War One come back, had everybody in the military going overseas, and people were looking at them, looking at their butt, looking for the tails because they had saw the American story saying that black folks had tails. If we was going to be mad and come back, it would have been then, right? Shoot up. Ask questions later. Didn't happen, though. World War II. Go and fight. Get killed up over rich folks' wars, which is always rich people's wars, right? Came back. Veteran. I mean, you know, this country, how they treat their veterans is horrible, black or white. But black ones was doubly worse because you fighting, quote unquote, for freedoms that you can't participate in. You killing in the name of freedoms that you can't participate in equally. But you can't be agitated and mad about it because you shouldn't be. For some strange reason. Why are you agitated? Why are you mad? Why are you mad, bro? Why are you mad? I don't know. But yeah, these anonymous callers, they kill me. Can't be black and agitated. Well, basically, you can't be black walking to your job. It's another thing to put on the list. But before I go through all that, I gotta, of course, do my dumbass of the week. All right. Dumbass of the week. Who is that person? Renee Hall. Talking about being black and agitated. Renee Hall is a black police chief. Why am I bringing her race into the equation? Race plays no part in these things, right? Right? Anyway, so Renee Hall, Dallas police chief, black woman. She's defending her decision not to fire Amber Geiger. You know, that cracker-ass cracker who killed the brother and his black man, brother man, just in case you don't know. Black man in his apartment saying she was in the wrong apartment. Felt like somebody was breaking into the apartment, and so she shot him. She's defending that, saying she can't fire her because there are some series of laws that prohibit it from happening. And I will quote this lying-ass heifer. Because of federal, state, and local laws surrounding our force and the police officer, civil service laws, there are things we have to do as an agency that are required. I can't just supersede policy just because people want me to. Now, just in case you don't know you was under a rock somewhere or under several rocks, or you was just out swimming in the ocean for the past, another black man was killed. Only this time, you know, the privacy of his home wasn't good enough. This is a great guy by all accounts by everybody. But of course they did a raid. I mean, they had a warrant in his apartment. And they found some weed. Oh my God, he had weed in his apartment. Oh my God, he had weed in his apartment. He's a horrible guy. So she had to kill him because he had weed. He had weed. He had weed. It's like, that's the argument. And still, there's still no official story. She ain't fired. She's out on vacation. Well, on bail. But she's getting paid. She's getting paid. You know, police people are funded by taxpayer dollars. So, in a sense, we are paying her ass to kill us. I mean, we're paying all of them to, I mean, they're quote-unquote protecting us. I mean, they're protecting us from living. They're protecting us from freedom of joy in life. I mean, those are the only things I feel like they're protecting us from. Fun, peace of mind, the ability to think clearly when their ass is around, because you know, you see that policeman pass you by, you like looking in the mirror, you like looking to the side, like, is this that time? Because I mean, now we're at that point where when we see them, it's like, is my time up? Right? I mean, it's where we at now. It's like, I get stopped by the cops this time, I might die. I mean, you know, as I have reiterated countless amount of time, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I have no guns in the car. I got nothing. I'm just a regular old guy. That means I'm primed to get killed. Because it's not like they're killing. I mean, they're killing nice guys. This guy is in this house. I'm like, I don't even know what to do. It's like, I might have to leave Earth. And then, you know, they got these space shuttles that's going out there. Might be a bunch of cops on there. And I get clipped. Because I was floating with attitude in space. You know, there's no gravity, right? And I'm just floating with attitude like, oh, he had attitude. We had to pull out on him and shoot him. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Floating with attitude. You're like, what can we do? What can we not do not to get shot? Is this the question that's being asked? I ask it every month. What do we have to do not to get shot? I can't be in my house and have weed, allegedly. I can't be in my house because I can get killed in the house. I can't walk to work. I can't work out before work because if I have my duffel bag, I'm looking agitated and looking like I want to, and not tired from the workout, agitated, and I might want to kill some people. So I might get shot. He's lucky he didn't get shot. Right? Crazy. So yeah, that heifer. But she wasn't, not her just as a dumbass. We have a special hater of the week also, because we just going to run them back to back.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, hater of the week is a principal, Willie Jackson, who threatened to fire the head football coach if he let a homeless student play, because they said, and I quote, he had some, what do you call, constituency, lingering residency concerns. They don't know where he lives. And it's like, shit, the boy don't live nowhere. He homeless. He can't play because he has residency concerns. Boy is homeless. He's trying to, you know, because he sleeps from couch to couch because he doesn't really have a place to stay. And they're like, nah, they're cheating for him. And he had college football coaches there scouting him. Homeless. They delayed the game for 45 minutes. So they're demanding that he play with them. He couldn't play. Homeless. Woo. He don't have a place to stay. So they're saying that he's cheating because he's homeless. Because, you know, homelessness is ideal. I get what they're saying, because they'll have some people who want to team up and go to certain schools so they can team up and be super team or whatever. But the homeless part, I don't have a permanent place to stay. I don't have a room, all that normal, regular stuff. I don't have a place where I can just go in and bust one off if I want. No. That's too much. Oh, man. I don't even know how some folks can, like, live with themselves. Sometimes they worry about things like this. You find out a young person is like homeless, struggling to find a steady roof over his head, know where his meals are coming from at all times. And you saying as an educator, you're going to stop this young man from having the opportunity to further his education and help him get out of the very situation that he's in. If he can go to college, get a scholarship, he's guaranteed some room and board and some food for his belly. College. He got an opportunity, and you stand in the way of that. Oh, Willie Jackson. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I know what to say, but I'm trying not to be vulgar tonight. Because I'm just trying not to be. But they're trying to pull me in. I'm trying to get out. They keep pulling me in. Anyway, I need to go on break after that. So this is, you remember I said this is white on white crime night. So Machine Gun Kelly had a response to Eminem. So this is Machine Gun Kelly. Rap Devil.
Oh my God, Ronnie.
Hey, somebody grab some clippers. This fucking beard is weird. Tough talk from a rapper paying millions for charity a year. I think my dad's gone crazy. Yeah, Haley, you right. Dad's always mad, cooped up in the studio, yelling at the mic. You're sober and bored, huh? I know. I'm about to be 46 years old, dog. Talk about, I'ma call a trick. Man, you sound like a bitch. Man, I can handle your shit. Mad about something I said in 2012, 6 years, and a surprise album to come with a diss. Homie, we get it. We know that you're the greatest rapper alive. Fucking dweeb, all you do is read the dictionary and stay inside. Fuck rap god, I'm the rap devil. Come a bare face with a black shovel like the Armageddon. When the smoke settles, body next to this instrumental, I'm saying. I'm sick of them sweatsuits and them corny ass, let's talk about it. Sick of you being rich and you still mad, let's talk about it. All of us think that it's in the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get gully off sides of your body and put some white chalk around it. Talk about the fact you actually blackball a rapper that's twice as young as you. It's called Sway, ask why I can't go up to Shea 45 because of you. The that's skin scope, how you had Paul Rosenberg trying to shelter me. Still can't cover up the facts, the last 4 hours of that is your selfie. Now tell me, what are you staying for? I know you can't stand yourself, bro. Trying to be the old you so bad, you stand yourself out. Let's leave all the beef in the 50s, please. Now we can push a 50. Why you claiming I'ma call Puff when you the one that called Diddy? Back. Then he went and called Jimmy. Back. The conference called me in the morning. They told me you mad about a tweet. You wanted me to say sorry. I swear to God I ain't believe him. Please say it ain't so. The big bad bully of the rap game can't take a fucking joke. Oh, you want the fucking smoke, but not literally, you'll choke. Yeah, I'll acknowledge you're the GOAT, but I'm the gunner, bitch, I got you in the scope. Don't have a heart attack now. Somebody help your mans up. Knees weak or OA. The real Slim Shady can't stand up. I'm sick of them sweatsuits. Some corny ass, let's talk about it. Sick of you being rich and you still mad, let's talk about it. All of us things that's in the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get gully off sides of your body and put some white chalk around it. Hello, Marshall. My name's Colson. You should go back to recovery. I know your ego is hurting just knowing that all of your fans discovered me. Right. Like, damn, he a younger me. Except he dresses better and I'm ugly. Always making fun of me. Stop all the thuggery, Marshall. You living in luxury. Look what you've done to me. Dropping out of just because of me. Damn, you in love with me. You got money, but I'm hungry. I like it this, but you won't say them lyrics out in front of me. Shout out to every rapper that's a fun of me. Know that I'll never do you like the fuckery. Still bitter after everyone loves you. Pull that wedgie out the dungarees. I gotta respect the OGs. And I know most of them personally. Hey, but you just a bully acting like a baby, so I gotta read you in nursery. I'm the ghost of the future, and you just Ebenezer Scrooge. I said I'm flex, anyone can get it. I ain't know it would be you. I'm sick of them sweatsuits and them corny hats, let's talk about it. Sick of you being rich and you still mad, let's talk about it. All of us things that's in the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get gully off sides of your body and put some white chalk around it. Hey, ride a shoddy, cause I got a road that's dope. It's a fast road. When your idols become your rivals, yeah. Never hesitate to say it to your face. I'm an asshole.
Oh my God, God.
Fuck you. We know you get nervous, rabbit. I see mama's spaghetti all over your sweater. I wish you would lose yourself in the record that you made a decade ago. They were better. According to them, you're a national treasure. To me, you're as soft as a feather. The type to be scared to ask Rihanna for a number. Just hold her umbrella, Ella, Ella.
I'm not afraid.
Okay, Oscar the Grouch, still on the couch. You got an Oscar, damn. Can anyone else get the food in their mouth? For real, they made a movie about you. You and everybody's top 10. You're not getting better with time. It's fine, Eminem. Put down a pen. Or write an apology over the simple fact you wear the fist to acknowledge me. I am the prodigy. How could I even look up to you? You ain't as tall as me. 5'8", man, I'm 6'4". 7 punches hold your head still. Last time you saw 8 Mile was at home on a treadmill. You were named after a candy. I was named after a gangster. And don't be a sucker and take my verse off of Yellow Wolf's album. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to be my daughter. You try to stop the money to support her. You the one always talk about the action. Text me the Addy. I'm pulling up scraps. And I'm by my fucking self. What's happening? He has some cat to salute me and shoot me. That's what he's gonna have to do to me when he realizes that it ain't shit he can do to me. Everybody always hated me. This isn't anything new to me. Yeah, there's a difference between us. I got all of my shit without Dre producing me. I know he's not used to me. Usually one of your bitches should ruin me. A bitch up a Cleveland, everybody quiet this evening. I'm reading the eulogy. He dropped an album called Kamikaze, so that means he killed him. Already fucked one rapper girl this week. Don't make me call Kim. I'm sick of them sweatsuits and them corny ass. Let's talk about it. Sick of you being rich and you still mad. Let's talk about it. All of us things that's in the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get Billy off side of your body and put some white chalk around it.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Machine Gun Kelly. That devil. Like, it's kind of hard. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. 347-826-7435. Rap devil. Two white guys going at each other hard. And they fans going at each other hard. Wonder what's going to happen. So, if one of these cats get capped by a fan or somebody like that, what happened? They stop hip hop. I mean, because you know they didn't really give a damn when it was Tupac and Biggie. They both died. But what would white people do if Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly gets capped? I got popcorn. I'm not supposed to pay attention. You know, generally I wouldn't care about nothing like this, but I got popcorn here. Anybody want to get some popcorn with me? Hey. You can get some popcorn with me. I'm interested in what y'all think. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. Tell me who y'all think won. I mean, my personal opinion with what I just heard, that kind of sounded like Machine Gun Kelly got him, like got him. And it hurts my soul when, and I know I shouldn't say this, but shit, you know I gotta say it anyway. When two white dudes is rapping hip hop, when they going at each other hip hop. Now, if nobody dies, nobody gets shot or whatnot, you know, I'm going to really be hurt. Not because I'm advocating violence, but it'd be just saying that so they can have beef and nobody gets shot at, nobody gets killed, but we can't do that. And we started this shit. Just saying. And on that note, I probably should just go into a Groundhog Day. I really should. So, just gonna do it.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no!
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? Most of you, well, y'all don't know Australian rules football. And, I mean, I've watched it. And I don't give a shit about them. I mean, Australia. They let all the second exodus of criminals in Europe. First exodus was here to the United States. Second exodus went to Australia. And like the indigenous people here in the United in North America, in South America, they felt full wrath. They felt that wrath in Australia also. But I digress. These Australian rules football players donned full body blackface to impersonate Venus and Serena, as well as a Kenyan-born AFL player named Alir Alir. The photos were taken last week during like Mad Monday, which is a celebratory day marking the end of the AFL season. And so, you know, they were like, hey, the players weren't identified, by the way, but they were like, hey, you know, we just, they were never intended to be racist, and all they meant to do is dress as one of their sporting idols. Because that's, I mean, that's how you salute black folks and tell them, you're my hero, by dressing up in blackface. Because we know black folks always think positively about those who dress up in blackface. I mean, every time I see blackface, I'm like, yeah, dog, that's it. You know, you see the white, you see them old movies, Birth of a Nation, all those other movies, and you see the black faces, like, man, that is cinematic genius right there. Awesome. It's kick ass. It's like the greatest thing that you could see, right? The greatest thing that you could see. Blackface. I don't know any black folks out here that aren't like, yeah, clamoring for blackface. Like, you know what? We need a write-in program, a write-in contest. This, you know what? We need to see more white folks in blackface. That would make us feel good inside. I know personally it would make me feel good inside, right? Because that's the kind of world we live in, right? We're supposed to love folks dissing us. And then say, no, we ain't dissing. It wasn't funny. I mean, because them in blackface is saying that dressing up as black folks is funny. Ha, 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 motherfucker. Ha, 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 ha. I've never laughed so hard before. Every time I see that blackface, it's like the funniest stuff ever. I can't be drinking nothing, because if I'm drinking something and I see somebody in blackface, I'm going to spit it out. You know, you're going to make me pee on myself. Ooh, that black face. Ooh. Fuck you. Yeah. Black face. For Venus and Serena. I mean, when you think about it, for as long as they've dominated tennis and the hate that they're getting, I mean, you've seen what's been happening to Serena past two times. There have been controversial calls that have gone against her because she's the next Grand Slam that she wins, she breaks the record. And of course, her breaking the great Margaret Court, who played during segregation. Not that there was black folks playing tennis, but if they were, they probably would have kicked her ass anyway if they wouldn't have cheated her. Which was that other thing, because remember, back in those days, if you played against the white team, segregated team, you got cheated. But I'm digressing. Point is, she's on the cusp of breaking the record, and mysterious calls happen. Like, even that judge that got into it with Serena, actually got into it years back with Venus, and she and that judge was not friendly, was very confrontational, and actually cussed at Venus. So there was a history there. Not that that was overly reported. They just made Serena look like she was out there wilding. You know, stereotype, angry black woman in her controversial wear, meaning wear the drawers in the panties. I mean, wear the panties in the miniskirt, and you're good. Anything else, it's not appropriate. Mind you, don't get me wrong, her ass cheeks hanging out of those little draw shit. I, you know, when she got of age, it was a beautiful thing to see. You saw I slipped that in there, right? When she got of age, it was a beautiful thing to see. You know, like I still from time to time can go back on YouTube and watch the cat suit video. Like, you know, that's when she was playing at a high level. Her athleticism was unparalleled, and her tennis game, her strategy, and how she could go back and forth baseline and lob and attack the net. All of her game was just, it was magnificent. She was physically imposing. And I enjoyed watching her at her strategic best. That makes sense there? Sounded good, right? And so, yeah. AFL players, blackface, fuck you. If I hadn't said it before, fuck you. And anything you do, and no, I'm not wishing cancer on them. But I can say, I do not wish good things to happen to them. I'm going to say that if something bad happened to them, they slipped on a banana peel and fell, and tweaked, pinched a nerve in their back or shoulder or whatnot, I would not be sad. I mean, if they couldn't get their penis up when they were trying to have sex, I would not be sad. I would not be. I'm just saying. It's one of those things. Yes, I'm hating. But I'm hating for the right reason. Please don't judge me. Also, don't judge me on this. Maybe I talked about it last week. Maybe I didn't. White Boy Rick. White Boy Rick is a story about a young Caucasian teenager who became a drug dealer and an informant. The youngest informant. And so I saw it coming out, and I knew immediately I did not want to see it. It was him, Matthew McConaughey is his daddy, you know, he's got the gear on, the chains, whatnot, but he gets compromised by the FBI. You see it in the trailer. And yeah, he's going to snitch on a bunch of brothers. White Boy Rick. Now, once again, I'm going to say this. Keep saying it. Malcolm X, not rolling over in his grave, but he's like, man, those chickens coming home to roost. Oh, they're just out. These chickens, they roosting. We have a movie glamorizing a white dude. Now, don't get me wrong, snitch. He didn't get stitches, though. He got a movie. But he snitched nonetheless, right? No hate. But there is hate. It's like, it's not, because the blaxploitation movie didn't work. Superfly died on the vine. I was so not hurt when Superfly died, you know, after Black Panther, they tried to put that Superfly out and nobody went and saw it. And I was like, yeah. And now they're like, blaxploitation is not working no more. So now they're doing white exploitation. I'm not saying Malcolm X rolling over in his grave, but I'm saying chicken coming home to roost. White exploitation film. White Boy Rick. And on that note, I'm Mr. N. Can't even say it. I'm so excited. I'm Mr. F the N word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And I am out. Peace. We'll be right back.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.